prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 May 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. You are in for a really special treat tonight with our guest, a gentleman that I consider a hero in Christ. I really do. I wish he didn't live across the border in Canada where I could go shake his hand. We're going to talk to Pastor Arthur Pulaski and what he did with when the Nazis, that's what he called them, invaded his church and what's happened since then. So don't go away. Got a lot to talk about. And, of course, we'll take phone calls the next half hour as usual. Tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in office all day from 9 to 4. Hope you call tomorrow and talk to us. I really do. I love talking to you. Have any questions, comments, want to place an order, whatever. Crystal will be here all day, and so will Judy, and we'll all be here together to take your orders and answer questions, whatever. And you know, we're offering steel racket, offering a packet. We'll be another week or so on why we use the King James Version Bible, 1611. Not the New King James, 1611 version. 62 pages of what's in the other versions and why we won't use them. Folks, it's important. It's soul-changing important. Anyway, $15 will get that to you. And again, we try to get out here as little as possible because I know y'all aren't wealthy. We can't afford to give it away. That's just a problem. And the Vitamir toothpaste on sale the rest of this month, either flavor you want, 10% off. Just call tomorrow again and ask for that. And we're going to offer again, we got some more calls for this. About 24, I think it is, doctors from all over the world who come out and warned us against the vaccines. This is a video. It's about 25, 30 minutes long. And Phil Hudock added some more to it. So this DVD is yours. Donation of $10 will get it for you, folks. If you want to call tomorrow and get it, because they'll make copies and give it to your friends. It can literally save their lives. I'm not making it up. I mean, Pfizer has come out now and warned in their own writings how dangerous this vaccine is and what it could do to people. And they admit that there are nanoparticles in it, nanobots in it. They admit that in their own writings. And I don't know what else to say, folks. So these are things we're trying to offer to you to warn people. And again, perhaps save their lives and maybe more. So you can call tomorrow and talk to us at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Or you can call us if you have a number you can call. We can call long distance. It'll save us money if you do. At 304-846-4448. We would love to hear from you, and I do mean that. Especially if you're new tonight, and you maybe listen to one of the new AM stations picked up a couple weeks ago, the 12 new stations across country. We'd love to hear from you. Call us in the office tomorrow and talk to us. Let us know what you think of the program. We're here to glorify our Father in heaven. That's for sure. Number one above everything else, but also to edify the body of Christ and maybe warn people. caution about their losing their soul. Folks, the scriptures tell us in Matthew that if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, you gain nothing. You lost everything. And I understand the battle we're in. I do. You know, I've been on radio over 28 years trying to warn people what's coming down and what's going on in the world. All these things are important. But if my heart wasn't right with Christ, and I fought all these years to try to preserve something of this country and leave some liberty for my children, there'll be nothing in the end without Christ in my heart. Remember that. So, be in office tomorrow. Like I said, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And I don't know what else to say except to invite you to talk to us. I'm not hard to reach. If you need me anytime, you call and let us know. I'll get back with you right away. I'm not untouchable by any means. I'm just Pastor Butch. I'm nobody particularly special. I'm a child of God just like you are. And if you're not a child of God, you call tomorrow. I'll tell you how to become one. I truly will. But our guest tonight is Pastor Arthur Pawlowski. I hope I pronounced his last name right. This man, in my mind, just has a hero in Christ. He has the courage of the Holy Ghost in him. And I'm going to let him give his testimony and tell you where he comes from and why he sees something that bothers him greatly in his native country, his country now of Canada. And Pastor, are you there?
Yes, thank you very much for having me in.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Now, how do you pronounce your first name, Pastor?
Arthur.
Spell that for me if you don't mind.
The Russians have stolen my H. It's A-R-T-U-R, no H.
Okay, but it's still Arthur.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I looked at it, thought maybe I'm pronouncing wrong or spelling wrong. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Now that's clarified. Pastor Arthur Pawlowski. Okay. And brother, I just want to again welcome to the program. I want you to make yourself to home tonight, enjoy what you're doing and share your testimony. And would you mind too terribly much if I played a little bit of that clip first where you run the people at the church, would you mind if I do that?
Sure.
Todd, go ahead and play that if you don't mind. Folks, listen, I won't play all of it, just some of it. Listen to what's going on when these people enter this church uninvited.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Okay. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. Out! 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 Out of this property! Immediately out! Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Out! Out! Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people.
All right, Todd, you stop there. Folks, I don't know what else to say. This man was outraged, righteously outraged, and I thank him for that, and I want to give him honor for that, respect for that. He run them out, didn't listen to the word they said. He just literally run them out of his church. They walked away like little whipped puppies. That's armed policemen and health workers. Walked out the door, down the sidewalk, and dispersed. Now, brother, we'll get to what's happened in a minute, but tell the people a little bit about your bio, where you come from and what's your background.
Well, I grew up under communist dictatorship behind the Iron Curtain. I grew up in Poland when the Soviets took over. You know, when the world was celebrating liberation from the Nazis, Poland was occupied by the Soviets from 1945 to 1989. So I grew up under communist dictatorship. I witnessed the abuse of power. I've seen the policemen in their uniforms beating people up, torturing, arresting people for no reason, and taking them before the courts, and the courts were corrupted. Even though Poland had a constitution throughout all of this time, now no one respected our constitution. It was not the communist party.
That sounds like America today. That sounds like America today, but go ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, there is a repetition of history as we see in front of us unfolding, and people were not paying attention. They were not careful. And, of course, our children were not being taught history, because if you know where you're coming from, you know where you're heading. You need to know your background. You need to know the history that you would not repeat the same mistakes. So you could be taken five in the morning. Police could come, break the door, take you, beat you up, torture you. And then you would think to yourself, surely when I'm standing before the courts, I've done nothing wrong, so they're going to vindicate me. And no, the courts were only doing what the Communist Party was telling them to do. So you have to look at the fascism and communism as the state religion. And Hitler, fear, was their god, and Stalin was their god, and whatever the god, man-made god, was saying, that became the law automatically, and people had to obey or they were tortured and shot. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now in front of our eyes. So how was life, how the life looked like under communism? Well, I always say that it was hell on earth. People were standing in a lineups, never-ending lineups. There was food stamps. Nothing was in the stores. And I remember the times when someone find out that in 3 days there is coffee coming, and my parents were drinking coffee. So they stayed in the lineup for 3 days, day and night. And I had to come from school and change them so my mom can go and cook for us dinner. And then the father came from work and changed me and, you know, so on for three days just to buy a kilogram of coffee. I remember where there was nothing. You had to bribe everyone. You were bribing the police. You were bribing the courts. You were bribing the teachers, the doctors, the nurses, everyone. If you wanted to buy something extra because you ran out of the food stamps, well, you had to bribe. This whole nation was bribery after bribery and lawlessness. There was no law and order. It was what the communists were saying. If they declared this to be the law, that was the law, just like we're seeing right now. They declared something to be law. It was unlawful, but no one cared because they had the guns, they had the police, they had the military, and the people were slaves. 50,000 communists were ruling over 36 million Polish people. It was incredible. It was unbelievable. The depression, people were constantly depressed. Everything was gray and shadow, dark. If you wanted to buy a car, you had to wait 15, 20 years. You know, Poland was a very unique nation.
You had to wait 15 to 20 years to buy a car?
Yes. And the house, even longer. Sometimes people in their 50s and 60s were getting a place to live. Otherwise, they had to stay with their parents and grandkids. I mean, it was a disaster. The whole system was unbelievable. It was a disaster from the very beginning to the end. But, you know, growing up in this craziness, I also have seen the power of the people. In 1981, Solidarity Movement, the people finally said, enough, it's enough. They took it to the streets, and they said to the government, we will not cooperate, we will not work with you, we will paralyze the whole system, and they did. And millions of Poles finally took it to the streets. They came in unity saying that we have to pay the price, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people, good people, that will be willing to take the price and pay the price for this uprising, because what we need peaceful revolution. We need civil rights movement once again, Martin Luther King Jr., Mahatma Gandhi style, not like BLM, not like Antifa with violence and hate, but non-compliance. You know, I've got to
bring this point up very quickly. BLM, of course, is a terrorist organization. It has nothing to do with people's rights. It's a terrorist organization. But you are obviously taking a stand where you are there in Alberta. Are any other pastors standing with you in this? Are they standing side by side with you? Are they coming with you to your church to open the eyes of the people? Are you getting support from other churches?
Well, from around the world, yes. People are phoning me. Pastors are calling me, especially from America. There's lots of people being awakened.
About in your area.
So in Calgary, we have 500 churches in the city of Calgary. So that's about 2,000, maybe 3,000 pastors. And out of them, not even one is coming to support except my little inner circle of friends. So I have few pastors, personal friends, that we do stuff together. But outside of that inner circle, not one pastor is coming.
That's an important point. Out of 5,000... not one except your inner circle of friends. Now, are they complying with the shutdowns themselves, or are they just keeping low because they don't want to get in trouble? Are they shut down and complying?
The 99.9% of the churches are shut down, and they are complying. They are working with the government. They actually got hefty checks from the government to do this, so the churches are still standing because the government gave them billions of dollars across the nation. The small amount of pastors that are under the radar, they don't want to stir anything because they don't want to end up like me, hammered by the authorities. So they're not coming out. They're not saying anything because they're terrified that this might happen to them. And out of all those churches here, there is one or two that are publicly standing up and saying, we will not comply, we will not shut down the doors. But it's, like I said, it's one or two that are public, that are willing to say to the government, we're not going to bow before your tyranny. The rest of them complied, forcing people when they could, because right now we're a total lockdown. They said, come to our church, everyone is mandatory to wear a mask, there's social distancing, you have to pre-register, and et cetera. So they have completely bowed to the devil.
Oh, my goodness. So the Alberta and Canada is completely shut down? Are you saying that y'all are on lockdown again, the businesses and everything else are shut down?
Everything is shut down except what the government considers essential services. And the church is not essential services, according to the government. So we are allowed to have 10 people in a church. It doesn't matter how big or small is your church. You're not allowed to have more. So you can have your worship team and a pastor, and that's all. So the church is shut down. If you're caught doing a church service, you can get $1 million fine. And you can end up like Pastor Coates from Edmonton, which is another big city in the province of Alberta. They fenced off his church because they would not bow, they would not bend the knee to the devil, and they put three fences, yes, around his church, and there is a police all the time guarding the church. And they hired a security that we pay for, it's taxpayers that pay for this, preventing anyone from coming to the property. In other words, the government stole the property from the church.
Absolutely.
Private property.
Absolutely. But the masses that call themselves pastors and Christians have bowed to Caesar, so to speak, and obeyed his commands.
Yes. Actually, they are very upset with me because they say that's not Christ-like, that we obey the laws of the land. They are quoting to me Romans 13, that all authority comes from God. They don't understand that the authority, the structure, comes from God. And if there is a man in power that is wicked and evil, you are not to obey that man. Because in Hosea 8, God says that you have appointed princes that I do not approve and rulers that I do not want. So it's clearly that some people in authority are not from God. And the example is Adolf Hitler. When Adolf Hitler declared that Jews are lesser than monkeys, dogs, and they are to be exterminated, what would those Christians, those pastors do? Would they collaborate with the Nazis? I think they would, because that was the law of the land.
They would.
We have to You have to remember, whatever Adolf Hitler did was lawful. He was democratically elected to be the chancellor. Yeah, he used the brown shirts to beat every opposition, just like they're using BLM and Antifa to beat every opposition publicly. So they used at that time the brown shirts, and everything Adolf Hitler did was, according to his party, a law.
You know, this is, Romans 13 has been misquoted and mistaught who knows how many times, even here in America. It does not say anywhere in the scriptures that we can bow to unlawful authority. It doesn't say, as a matter of fact, it commands us, and Acts, when Peter said we have to obey God rather than man. Folks, this is all through your scriptures, all through your Bible. But now, so you come out of Poland, you escaped finally to Canada. And how long have you been there?
We escaped to Greece through Turkey on a Russian boat, irony, and we end up in Athens, and then we moved 50 kilometers to a little town where we had a very successful business. We were building houses. And then in 1995, Canada opened its borders, and they said, come, bring your business to Canada, bring your money. This is a country that you will not be persecuted for your faith. It's a country that, values freedom, constitution, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And we said, yeah, that's awesome. That's where we want to live. And we emigrated here in 1995, only to find out that this country is not free at all.
When you got there in 95, obviously it was freer than it is now, but how bad was it in 95?
It was not that bad. You could already see the beginning of corruption. For example, in 95, 96, around there, Prime Minister of Canada ended up with a big scandal because $1 billion disappeared from the federal coffers. And I remember the mainstream media were at that time were not as corrupted as they are right now. And they asked him, where is the money? And he would say, well, ask the Minister of Finance. So they went to the Minister of Finance, and they asked him that question. And he says, well, I don't know. Ask the Prime Minister. And that was the game going on. To this day, $1 billion was never found. And that was, I realized that this country is in a big trouble, that there is zero accountability for those politicians. They can do whatever they want. They can get away with murder. And that's what it led to what we're seeing right now. For too long, people allowed those people to do this to the people. We elect them to represent, to serve and protect, to represent us. But they have become tyrants. They have become unaccountable mafia type of organization that is bullying people, is forcing people to submit, and is bribing the mainstream media. Before the COVID hit, the federal government gave about $3 billion to the mainstream media. And we were wondering, I was saying, I'm wondering for what he's paying them for. And now we know, to forward this whole pandemic hysteria. So
yes,
the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Organization, mainstream media, the only thing you hear over there is propaganda, is the government propaganda. We don't have free and independent media. All of it is taken by the government. It's a state media, and you hear over there what they want you to hear. The only way you can find any truth is on internet right now.
Well, you know, brother, we don't say it's state-owned media here, but basically it is. We have the same basic lies that you have. Elite few run the media and control the media. So we're being fed the same trash. Perhaps America is a little bit behind Canada in some things, but we're catching up to you quickly in the way of being a police state. You know that. We're catching up very quickly on that. Now, this is what concerned me. I've been on radio over 28 years. I'm watching this nation go further and further into tyranny. And the church, the pastors and so-called churches, the watchmen on the wall, are doing nothing but playing church.
They have been playing church for decades right now. You know, I remember when I arrived here in 1995, I said, look at this nation. They're greedy, self-centered, selfish, shallow. Shallow people, shallow commitments, shallow marriages, shallow friendship. Christians would go to the church. They would not like what the pastor said. Off they go to another church. And you know, migrating from one church to another. And this was happening for 30, 40 years, and the churches were uninterested in the kingdom of God. They were not following Jesus Christ. Jesus is very clear. He says, if you love me, obey my commandments.
Amen.
So what happened was, Jesus is saying one thing, that we are to follow his example, pick up your cross and follow me, do what I have been doing, do what I'm still doing, go to the people. When Jesus came, he didn't build a big synagogue and sat under a tree and waiting like Buddha for the people to come to him. He went to the sinners. He spent most of his time outdoors. He went to where the people were. Right now, we look more like Pharisees and Sadducees. We want the people to come to us. We have this beautiful building, and we say to them, hey, people see in the neighborhood that there is a church. If they want to come to the church, they will come to us. We don't need to go to them. And I've heard that for many years. That's why I opened the church that is called Street Church. We are feeding thousands of people on the streets of Calgary, and we are preaching the gospel four times a week because the churches refuse to do that. And that created a huge vacuum. It was centeredness. It was selfishness. Instead of going and obeying, they started to run churches like corporations, like businesses. And that's exactly how the church
is being run. They are corporations. They are corporations. Here in this country, they're 501c3 corporations under the heading of the federal government through the IRS. But now, when you got to Canada, did you try to warn the people what you were seeing?
Well, in 2005, I was already on the streets feeding thousands of people, and the police showed up, and they declared that everything I'm doing is illegal. I was absolutely shocked. They said that feeding the poor is illegal, giving free goods and services, giving Bible for free, operating, preaching the gospel, congregating, pretty much everything we were doing was illegal. They said you need to have a permit, but the government didn't want to give us a permit, so therefore everything was illegal. I was absolutely shaken. I didn't know how wicked and evil this country is. You can murder children any day of the week, but you cannot feed the poor, because feeding the poor is considered a crime. To this day, in the book, there is a bylaw that says giving free goods and services is illegal on the streets of our cities in Canada. So I started to fight them. In 2006, I was the first Canadian to be arrested for reading Bible to six parishioners in a public park. I was handcuffed by
I want to stop you, but this is important. First off, by the way, in a lot of places in our country, in the cities, we cannot give away food either without a license. But you were arrested for reading the Bible. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I was arrested for publicly reading Bible. No amplification system. Just me reading the Bible to six parishioners in a public park. And the police showed up and they said, you're not allowed to do that. And I challenged the officer. I said, we are protected under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. I can do what I do. And he says, no, I am the law.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on to the break, folks. We're going to follow up with this and take phone calls also in the next half hour. 844-769-2944. My. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, let's jump back in. Don't want to miss any more of this, and we have to. And the phone lines will be open if you want to call in a few minutes at 844-769-2944. The pastor is sharing right before break that he was reading the scriptures in a park, just reading them to some parishioners there, fellow believers, and he was arrested and told by the cop that the cop is the law, not the so-called Charter of Rights. That's what America is facing also, folks. You can talk about the Constitution until you're blue in the face. The Constitution is dead and for all intents and purposes in the eyes of all authority. I don't care what's local cops or the local courts or the Supreme Court. The Constitution no longer exists in their mind. Now, you can get mad if you want to. I really don't care. I'm telling you the truth. You pray the Constitution. I know this for a fact because I was in a court one time testifying for a guy that opened up a little church on his property. And I went to quote the amendment in our Constitution that says a church cannot incorporate in our state legally. And the judge slammed his gavel down and said, that is irrelevant in my court. In other words, this is not a constitutional court. That's the same thing they're facing Canada. So the cop told you, when you asked him about the Charter of Rights, he said that he's the law, right?
That's right. He handcuffed me, and then he lied. He incriminated me with 7 criminal charges, so we had the camera rolling. I've learned very quickly that those people are liars and cheaters, and they have no problem to lie in a court of law.
That's true.
And so a friend of mine started to record a conversation. The police lied. He put 7 criminal charges on me. He handcuffed me, forced me to walk backwards, and I was facing 1 year jail time for my horrible crime of reading the Bible in public. If I did not have that camera rolling, I'm telling you, I would be probably still in jail. So that's the reality. Since then, I have been arrested a dozen times, over 100 court cases, and about 300 citations, summons, and tickets to different courts from criminal, QB, and provincial for a crime of being a Christian and doing a Christian deed, which is feeding the poor, taking care of the orphans and the widows, preaching the gospel, saving lives, giving people hope, especially now in this very, very difficult times. Since last March, I received already 29 COVID tickets, I call them, 29, because I refuse to stop feeding the poor, poor that are not allowed in any shelter, poor that are sleeping under the bridges, in the bushes, and the government believes that doing this is an essential service, therefore it's illegal.
Oh my, this is, folks, I'm sorry to say that this is sounding more and more like America. We're seeing this happen not only in Canada. This is also in America, folks. They're shutting down street preachers for preaching the street. They're shutting down people that want to feed the hungry in the streets. It's against the law, and yes, you get a license from the state to do so. This is what's happening in America. And a brother here tried to warn his people. They did. He tried to warn them in 1995 and on. They didn't listen. Another church has been literally shut down. So, brother, we got calls coming in. I'll get the phone calls in, I promise, folks. You go ahead and fill the lines up. We'll get to you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. So, you run out of the church. God bless you for that. Man, I was proud of you for that. You run out of the church, and they come back again, and they put a warrant out. They issued a warrant for your arrest. What's happened since then?
They showed up a few weeks later with SWAT team, and they had the judge's order. Judge's name is Gates, Bill Gates. This guy, the judge.
Oh, really?
Is
David, Bill Gates, like Bill Gates in America? Okay.
No, David Gates. Right. Dave Gates,
okay,
is the judge.
Okay.
I'm sure he is related somehow to Bill Gates. So the David Gates judge in Calgary, he gives them an order, and the order says that they can come in anytime they want, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They can use any force they wish, and they can arrest me without a warrant anywhere I am. It doesn't matter where I can be in my home. They can break the door, and they have the judge's permission to use any force necessary to subdue me and take me before him. So they did that illegally. I mean, according to them, everything is legal these days, just like the Nazis and the communists.
Of course it is.
But they did that in secret. Our party, our lawyer was not notified about this secret meeting with the judge. The judge signed the order based on a testimony of a witness that we could not cross-examine. And everything was done outside of law and order. It's like mafia muscle. They just signed it, and they said, now you can kill the guy if that's what you need to do. I received a phone call a week ago, and I was told that they're coming to arrest me now any minute. And I waited, and they didn't show up. So I opened the church Saturday, and then the police arrived. They came in a big numbers. There was, I don't know, 20, 40 cops all over the place. But they didn't arrest me because we had hundreds of people coming in solidarity, defending me. I mean, and that's what it's going to take. You want your rights back? You want your country back? You got to stand up and fight. You have to push the evil of them.
Was any confrontation there with your people and the Gestapo?
No. We do not believe in violence. We believe in non-cooperation, civil rights movement, Martin Luther King Jr. style, Mahatma Gandhi style. We will not cooperate. We will not work with Gestapo. We do not collaborate with Gestapo, but we do not use violence. So just non-compliance. When hundreds of people are coming together and they're not willing to comply, they have a problem, believe me.
Well, did they come to arrest you and change your mind when they got there, or what happened?
They knew about the protest. They knew there was going to be a big number of people, and they received orders not to do it because after that video of me chasing the devil out of the church, the Gestapo out of the church. We have, the video was viewed over a billion times, and it was the number one video played during the Easter weekend. So I have become a public person. Lots of people have heard the story, lots of interviews, lots of people covered that story, including Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the president, was talking about me and me chasing out the Gestapo out of the church. So they understood that if they would arrest me, then the whole world would watch it. They would not be able to just put it under the carpet, and they changed their mind. I was not arrested. And they allowed me to open the church and conduct the church service, and no one touched us, nothing, no tickets, no restrictions. However, this week I received from the health department, I received a letter that they're going to come and shut down my church. Maybe they will put a chain or a fence around like they did to Pastor Coates in Edmonton. So I don't know what is going to happen. I'm doing a protest again. I'm asking people to come Saturday morning, and we will find out what the authorities are about to do. What I know, however, about the bullies is that bullies will never stop. Those people will never stop. If you think that your constitution is going to protect you, you're delusional.
Right.
You just don't know history. Poland, under the Soviets, we had the constitution throughout of that time, but no one cared about our human rights or our legal rights. They did as they pleased because they had the muscle. They had the guns and the soldiers and the political power. The same thing is happening in Canada. The same thing is happening in the United States. The only thing that changes is when you stand up to the bully and you say, no more, you're not allowed to move an inch, I forbid you, I will not cooperate, and you got to stop the bully. It's like evil. Evil never stops. It's like a cancer that spreads. You have to stop the cancer. You got to cut it out. So Christians got to rise up, take it to the streets. You got to take it to the streets. In 1981, I saw the power of the solidarity movement with Lech Wałęsa when millions of people decided to not comply and took it to the streets. It was over for the Communist Party. That's what it takes. And that's how easy really it is when people come together and they say, okay, if we perish, we perish, but we're not going to put up with this anymore. There's more of us than of them. Millions took to the streets. They arrested tens of thousands of people. However, the next year, it was over.
You know, that is very, very true. But you know, brother, I find it's hard to organize in most churches, it's hard to organize 20 people to stand for anything, much less 2 men. They don't seem to want to get, they're like sheep. They want to scatter. That's why Christ, I think, compares us to sheep. We're basically helpless. But if we come together, we can make a difference. Now, go to the phone lines. I promise, folks, hang with us a minute. So this coming Saturday, you're gonna meet again and see what happens and go from there.
Yes, that's right.
All right, folks, you heard that. Please keep Pastor Arthur and his church in your prayers for protection. Please. Pastor Coates in Alberta has already been arrested. And brother, if you have his contact number for Pastor Coates, I'd like to talk to him. If you help me get a hold of him, I'd like to interview him also. But folks, we got to pray for each other. But band together. We can't go across the border. I realize that. We can't go up there and stand with him, but we can certainly pray for him. We certainly are not too lazy to fall down on our knees before our Father in Heaven and say, protect our family in Canada and all over the world. But I'm talking about Canada right now. They're just north of us, folks. They're not in Soviet Union. They're not in China. They're in Canada. We need to pray for them. And that's protection and for courage to be increased in them and faith to be increased where they can stand through all this hell on earth that Satan's trying to unleash upon the Christians. And folks, that's Bible. Revelation 13, the beast will have power to overcome the saints temporarily. It's in the Bible. But we got to stand. Let's go to Arizona and talk to our friend Gary. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Pastor Arthur. First of all, Pastor Arthur, God bless you for taking the stand that you're standing, because you're standing for the one and only true and living God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And I promise you that we will be praying for you, my wife and I now. We do a street ministry, and I've been to several churches here where I'm at, so it's hard to find a pastor that will stand for everything. And, you know, a lot of them will quote Philippians chapter 4 that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, that is the word of God, and we should all stand on that scripture. But they don't like it when I quote back to them Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given on the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to also suffer for his sake.
Amen.
They don't like those the scriptures.
We're to count it all joy also, but nobody wants to hear that. Go ahead.
Yes, they do not. And as you know, I've been to many, many churches here, and there's hardly any of them that will stand. And I'll give you one example. When this COVID first came out, there was a church that actually supported me, one of the very few. But when it came to the COVID-19 and the lockdown, I asked the pastor, I says, well, you know, just have the churches as you always have the church. And he said, I would like to do that. But the denomination, the major denomination, well, the insurance will not cover us if we go outside their guidelines. So a lot of these denominations have guidelines, you know, that they have to follow if they want to stay in that denomination. And I didn't go to that church no more after that. I just want you to know.
Good for you.
I know that.
Good for you.
But anyways, you know, it seems like all of us that are actually doing something, and you know this, Butch, it's happened to you. It's happened to me. You know, I get the police called on me half the time just for standing on the street preaching the word of God, either verbally or by some signs and placards that I put up. You know, sooner or later, people try to run me over, this, that, and the other. So, you know, I'm glad to do that, you know, for the glory of God. But it's not easy, and we know this is not easy, because when you're in the battle, it truly is a battle. And I just Amen. Thank you both so very much. I thank you, Butch, that I've been with you all these years. And I thank you, Pastor Arthur, for the stand. And may the Lord God of heaven and his Son, Jesus Christ, bless you. And I will close, Butch, and let someone else get on. God bless you.
Thank you, Gary. What a sweet call.
Thank
Any
you.
Comments, Arthur, you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to share regarding to this caller. A few years ago, about 3 years ago, I had a vision. And God told me that we are about to witness the greatest separation ever seen in the history of mankind. Separation between the sheep and the goats, and the goat and the sheep and the wolves. He said, you will be able to see who is who. And I saw a vision, and in that vision I saw a big fence. And the people were sitting on that fence. And those are your typical denominational people following religion, being comfortable, apathetic, uninterested, you know, pew warmers, lukewarm. They love to enjoy the view, a little bit of the world, a little bit of the kingdom of God. They're sitting on the fence. And I could not see the end of the fence. And suddenly I saw two hands. And those two hands, it was God's hands. He started to shake the fence. And I saw people falling to the left and to the right. And this is what he said to me. When I'm done shaking, no one will be able to sit on the fence. People will have to make a choice, either to serve me or to serve the devil. And what are we witnessing right now, if not the greatest purification of the church in the human history? God is purifying his church. He's intensifying the fire. Right now, even by people wearing a mask, you can tell who is who. Who is the real deal and who is a coward that is hiding behind the mask, afraid, terrified of the virus. So
Amen.
If my God is not big enough to save me from a virus, then he's not God at all.
Amen.
Because I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of any viruses. I work with the homeless people, and they have every disease on the planet Earth. But in order for me to serve my God, I have to believe that my God is capable of protecting me, that he's there with me. And when he says to me in the Bible, first of all, do not forsake the gatherings of the saints. That's the commandment. That's not a suggestion. It's a commandment of God. Do not forsake the gatherings of the saints. Also, he says, lay hands on the sick. How can I lay hands on the sick if I am terrified of the virus? If I have to keep 6 feet away from the people, I cannot fulfill. And Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments. So when he says to me, is there anyone sick among you? Call out the elders, anoint them with oil. That's right. The word of God. So either we Amen. Believe in the word of God or we don't. If we don't, then jump to the other side of the fence and serve the Pharaoh, serve the Roman Caesar, or whatever you want to serve. Just don't call yourself a Christian, because God will not call you a Christian. You're a hypocrite. You're a Pharisee and Sadducee. You are a compromiser, lukewarm, and God will vomit you out.
Amen, amen. Matter of fact, Christ himself said, I will purge my floor, separate the wheat from the chaff. Folks, it's happening right now. Hey, you go to church and wearing mask, you better believe that you're chaff. Let's go next to stay in Canada and talk to Jeff. Jeff, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, it's great to be on here with you, and it's great to listen to Pastor Pulowski. I'm here in Ottawa. I was an atheist. Until not too many years ago. Anyway, I went into this church, supposed to be King James only, and these guys were a terrible church, and they did the usual Romans 13 when this thing happened, said, I'm done with you people. They were just terrible. The whole state of the, I have to go online to listen to pastors who are any good. And I really applaud Pastor Pulowski out there for standing like this, and he's been rewarded for this. And I think that it is a separation of the goats from the sheep. And I walk along the streets and I'll see somebody on a sunny day who's about 20 years old, alone, with a mask on their face.
I don't wear
the mask. I go in. I haven't had any opposition here. I know in the States they do, but there's a bylaw thing saying if you just say exempt and you walk in. And I've walked in and I have never had any opposition from people in the store. Sometimes in the store, people in the store will say something to me, and then I, as the Bible says, chastise them severely, shall we say, for them to dare say that to me. It's not their place, right?
And, the people in the store,
they haven't bothered me. So far, so good. But in California, even in a store like that, people jump on you. They're not.
Well, they will.
Canadians, one thing about Canadians is it's a good and a bad thing. On the one hand, they're passive, so they don't have the guts to actually attack you or anything. On the other hand, they also, unfortunately, don't have the guts in any case to stand up. Now, as far as the Constitution goes, well, George Bush Jr. had it right when he said the Constitution was just a blank, blank piece of paper. It was one of the few things that moron said that was true, but not for, I agreed with him, but not for those reasons. And a Constitution is just a piece of paper unless people stand up for it. It can't do anything.
That's right.
You know, and then
if the spirit is dead, the paper's dead. We got to hurry, though. Go ahead very quickly. Go ahead.
So basically, people in the States think that because they've got their Constitution, their Bill of Rights, that is the thing. But they're ignoring it. It doesn't matter what Constitution you have. This is worldwide. Also, this country, I believe, is being controlled by the Chi-Coms. They own Trudeau. They have Chinese troops stationed here in this country. A guy named, some people out in B.C. filmed them, I saw. They've got Chinese troops stationed here in the United States. The Canadian government just recently gave China $2.3 million in foreign aid. They're in the service of the Chi-Coms, and the Chi-Coms and that beast Xi Jinping, that's a satanic country. Utterly.
And
this thing is spreading around the world. The Chinese with their money are corrupting the whole world, people who are corrupt anyway.
Well, they love the dollar, still the root of all evil. Got to jump, Jeff. Good call, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Any comments on that, Pastor Arthur?
It's definitely the prime minister of this country. He said that he has a huge admiration if it comes to the dictatorship because of its effectiveness to control people, to move things around. So he's not even hiding. Those people are not even hiding their colors. He said a few years ago that evangelical Christians are the worst part of Canadian society. So this guy was mocking Jesus Christ with his brother, and that's the prime minister. In the capacity of prime minister, he was mocking Christians by wearing a sweater that had Jesus without the head. So those are the people that are ruling right now. They hate God. They hate justice, law and order. They want to be tyrants. They want to be dictators. They have absolutely no moral standards. They're evil, wicked people. And so how you deal with that?
But there's only one way to deal with those people. We got to come together. We got to unite like the Poles in 1981 and say to them, out of the office. I mean, it takes three words, really. You have to say to the bully no, and you have to tell the bully get out. And that's what we need to do on a global scale. And again, those people in power right now, they should be charged with treason criminally. They should be deprived from their pensions. Their salaries should be taken away. Their in their houses and whatever they have, they should be confiscated because they have betrayed the people, enslaved the people, hurt people, murdered people. Right now they're murdering people.
You know, in Psalms 2, it speaks of this happening, you know, that the heathen rage and imagine vain things. They want that. They attack Christ. They attack his people. You know, and because they say that, you know, we don't want to obey the laws of God. We won't break the bands of God's laws away from us and be a free people. And they turn into chaos and pure evil. We know that. We also know in the same chapter of Psalms 2, God says, it sits in heaven and laugh at them. Because we know what the outcome is going to be. We know it is. So, folks, the pastor is trying to tell you, and I am too, that you're going to have to make a choice. You cannot straddle the fence forever. Christ said, I'm going to purge my floor. The pastor got a vision where God himself shook the fence. Which side are you going to fall on? I'm asking that as a serious question. Which side are you going to fall on? Brother, we're down about the last two and a half minutes. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I want to say to the people, first to the pastors and clergymen, who are you working for? I mean, that's a serious question. Who is your boss? Who is your God? Because if it's God, be like Joshua, as for me and for my household, we shall all serve the Lord. And if that's the case, open the churches. People, listen, open the churches, because God says open the churches. He says do not forsake the gatherings of the saints. Who are you working for? If you're working for the devil, then jump to the other side of the fence and stop calling yourself a Christian, stop calling yourself a clergyman, because you're not. You're a hypocrite and you're going to be judged double. If it comes to Christians, the flock, I would say to you, who are you following? Why are you following pastors that have shut down the churches? Obviously, they're uninterested in defending you. They're not interested in standing for you. They're not interested to fight for you. They have abandoned you just like rats, and they escaped, and they don't want to pay the price. Jesus said very clearly, pick up your cross and follow me. They're not willing to pick up even the nail. And they run away because of the money the government is offering and the freedom that they think they have, but they're slaves. They don't want to get a ticket for Jesus, but Jesus died on the cross for them. Shame on them. Why would you follow them? Why would you support them? Why would you give a dollar to a leader that is not leading you anywhere? The word leader is very clear. It says that they are supposed to lead you somewhere. Where do they lead you? Zoom chats? I mean, this is the most pathetic time in the Christian history. People were cut in half. They were murdered. They were crucified. They were burned on the stake. And today's pastors are not willing even to take a ticket. Stop supporting them.
Amen.
And align yourself with the real deal.
We are flat out of time. Brother, thank you so much. I'll be in touch, and God bless you. And keep us informed what happens, okay?
God bless you.
Okay, talk to you. Folks, I'll see you tomorrow in the office between 9 and 4. Have a good evening.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.